Good evening on my side of the world. This is another episode on the podcast that I would love to add. This is talking about money, relationships, trust, all of that. And this is just really quick. It's a quick conversation, a quick observation, and just giving you the opportunity to unpack some things that you might not have been aware of, how money and fear and love and your beliefs and how you view yourself and how all of it is tied. And it really made me think about this topic, as I am always listening, I'm always in tune to myself. And one of the things that I want to talk about today is money, love, and trust, relationships. And I want to just share my story, as I will always be doing on this podcast, and also when I collab with my sister. And hopefully that you guys have listened to the previous podcast, because we're going to be bringing a whole lot more episodes together. She is amazing. I love where we talk about this very similar topics that I've already discussed, but having her along helps get the message out even better. And so I'm just happy that she chose to collab with me and just sharing our story. You know, we overcome by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of our testimony. We really overcome by the word of our testimony. It really helps people. Stories are healing. Stories are medicinal. And I really cannot tell you that I have like a certain schedule that I do when I do these podcasts. I really don't. Whenever I feel that pull to do it, I do it. And so I'm just here sharing it. So let's dive in. Thank you guys for joining in. Thank you for tuning in, wherever you are in the world. I want to thank you for tuning in. Thank you for being on the journey. If you've been with me ever since I started, you know, thank you for being with me. I started this podcast in 2018. I started the journey in 2016. For those of you who do not know, the journey was 2016. That's when I cried out to God, because my life was broken, very broken on the inside. And it basically, in short, and I cried out to God, and God spoke to me and told me that the things that was happening in my life, in my relationship, particularly the focus was my relationship, God was showing me that in my marriage, it was due to beliefs that I had picked up along the way as a child, and how those beliefs, I identified myself based out of those beliefs, those experiences, those trauma experiences, my belief patterns, and how I viewed myself. God was showing me that that wasn't who I was, and that I was getting ready to go on a process, and that basically do not fear. And so God just kept bringing back to my awareness of who I divinely am on this process. I wanted to end my relationship because of God had revealed so much truth of where things went wrong, or I wouldn't say necessarily wrong, but God just revealed so many areas of where I believe different belief patterns about myself, and on his side too. But because of God has showed me so much truth about how I was showing up, and so many, I guess, errors that was happening within the marriage, I was just like, okay, well, you know, since it's right now where it is, I felt blindsided. And not only did I not so much blindsided. I didn't really know that God would get my attention in my marriage. I just knew that God was trying to tap at my heart and get my attention. And so basically, in short, when I had my encounter with God, because I cried out to God because I wanted to change, I wanted a shift, I wanted the answers. Not so much the answers to fix my marriage, even though that's beautiful and great. I wanted God to show me the answers about what was always tapping at my heart about me and what I always questioned ever since I was a little girl. But I kind of just ignored and just went along with it because my mom and dad said you're supposed to be this way. Your society says you're supposed to show up like that, or because you're a woman, because you're a wife, because of these different roles that I was taught, and just misperceptions of how I viewed myself, and a lot of stuff, low self-esteem, feeling incompetent, feeling that I wasn't enough, all of that stuff I went on the journey to unpack, and God helped me heal. So when I said I wanted to run, I mean, I wanted to end it in a sense of like, okay, God, like, I had this encounter with you that was so divine and true, because God showed me everything. God showed me everything about who I was not. And not only did God show me the truth of everything, God showed me what would happen, how my marriage would reconcile, and that it would, you know, wasn't ending, and that we were both going on a process. That was something that I didn't quite want to accept. The flesh part of me, I didn't want to accept that, even though I knew the voice of God. And so I recognized that when I had told God, God, show me who I am, that I really was, in essence, also opening up the true and divine essence of who I am, that I had given God my yes, that I had said, I'm tired, show me the way. And I did not know that I was becoming this new creature in Christ. I did not know that. I did not know, you know, as I'm putting it into context, putting it into words, that actually really what was happening, because I had gave up the ghost. I was just like, God, I'm trying to be a better wife. I'm trying to be a better person, be a better mom. I'm trying to make more money. I'm trying to lose weight. I'm trying to get healthy. I'm trying to do all these things. And it always feels like some type of I don't feel at ease. I don't feel content in my spirit. I feel that every time I go after something, there's always something else, and I'm tired. And I know that this has to do with you getting at me. And so, in short, I knew that when that had opened my personal experience with God, I couldn't do it my way anymore. Because God had showed me my flaws, God also said that I'm going to heal you, that I'm going to show you the way, and I'm going to show you who you are. And on the way, I was scared. On the way, I still wanted to hold on to fixing things my way. But the operative word of my journey is trust. Trusting in God. And I talked about that in our previous podcast. If you guys want to take a listen, it is amazing. But for my personal journey, the operative word is trust. And I knew nothing about trust until now. And I'm so grateful to be able to be on this platform to share this message of unpacking, to help you unpack. So this topic today is about money and trust. Now, let's go back a little bit. My journey about trust, I also want to mention this too before I share the journey, that I also work with one-on-one individual clients to help them unpack the things within their lives so that they can show up in every area of their life, so they can show up fully in their marriage, in their relationship, in their health, in their finances, and within themselves, in their relationship with God. All of it is necessary, all of it matters, and all of it you are worthy of having, okay? So I'll leave the link at the description if you would like one-on-one coaching with me. I do 12-month coaching. So yes, that's pretty much it. And my one-on-one coaching is I do 1 hour with my sessions. My sessions are $125 per session. And the first 90 days is every week. And that's like a, I would call that the 90 days spinoff, just to kind of get your gears, having more of a firm foundation on your journey to help you become more confident and aware of what your internal baggage is, and to heal from it and to know that that's not who you are. And then after the 90 days, I take you on the path of, we slow it down a bit if you so desire. Some of my clients, they're like, no, I want to work with you every week. And some of my clients are like, they can go on a slower pace. And that slower pace is either twice a month after the 90 days or once a month we meet. So if that, you know, sounds like that would pique your interest, you can definitely reach me on my website, cammyknight.org. So back to my story. Growing up, so we're talking about money and relationships. Back growing up, when I was a little girl, I, in thinking about money, I can remember beliefs of hearing. One of the stories I remember hearing was, as I mentioned before in the previous podcast, that my grandmother was left with a lot of bills when my grandfather passed. And so there was a level of teaching that I received growing up. And that was, you got to make sure that you get a college education so that you can make sure that no, you ain't got to rely on no Negro. I remember my wonderful father telling me that, and he told me that out of love, and I understood what he meant by that. And here's the thing. I don't agree with that. God has shown me another way. I understand that where that advice came from, and that advice came from a place of wanting to protect his daughter based out of what he saw in his mother. Right. And so I had to unpack that. I had to detach from that, and really be okay with listening to what God has to say about my life and my perception and my beliefs, what God's beliefs truly are about trusting God, period. And so really overall, so I'm going to unpack some things and share with you about beliefs that I had around money. And then we're going to take it a little bit higher. Okay. So as I begin, one of the beliefs is, which was that, right? So that belief was, you got to make sure that you take care of yourself. So in case that Negro leaves you, or in case that did grow, like, it was always from a standpoint of defense mechanism, or always from a standpoint that men were no good. I mean, listen to that, to the energy behind that alone, right? It comes off very defensive. It comes off very untrustworthy. It comes off. And so do you know that I entered into marriage unconsciously with that, even though in the bottom of my heart, I knew what the truth was about the man that I love, about my husband. I knew that that wasn't who he was, and that wasn't his nature. And I knew that I just fell in love with him, and my love for him was true. But do you know that entering into marriage and just entering into relationship, or just showing up within myself, that was a unconscious belief that was recorded in the background of my mind, like, okay, note it, you know? And so, on the journey, that was one of the things that God has revealed to me, like, that was in you. That was still in you. And that's what you were showing up as. So that was one agreement that I had made, that I had detached from and cleared away. Another belief about money that I can remember having was with my when I was thinking about, I was in high school and I was getting ready to transition into college. Another story just popped up in my mind, and I want to share this one. So put a pin in the, when I was in high school transitioning to college, okay? Because I'm going to get back to that. So the other agreement that I can remember having growing up was that I could not really rely on anyone in my mind, because whenever it came the relationship about money, it was always something to be afraid of, something to not be vulnerable and open about. And it always came from a sense of scarcity mentality, being afraid to lose it, or being somebody's going to use me just for my money. I can remember even having that, like somebody's going to use me because of my money, and I got to make sure that I'm not being used or taken advantage of, because all family going to do is just use you up. This is the conversations that I remember hearing, you know, around the house. And this isn't judging anyone, blaming. Oh, no. This doesn't come from a place of regret or anything. I absolutely don't regret any experience that I had. I'm just shining light on those beliefs so that we can step into truth. So I'm giving you the opportunity and the invitation to step into truth in case you feel brokenness in your life, in your marriage, in your finances, in your wealth, to identify where the core root of that comes from. That's what I'm here for. That's what I'm called to do. Because why? God showed me that. God showed me that in my journey, in my walk, what I was carrying, what I was holding on to. This is what God showed me and how things were showing up in my life. So this is why I'm able to help clients. This is why I'm able to help folks, because I was able to identify, because God showed me. I was walking in darkness. God walked me into light. And so this is what I help others do. Okay, on your own individual path. Everybody's path is different, but I do have the ability to help you on your path individually about what God is, to help you see and bring into enlightenment and awareness of what God is saying about you. So in understanding that the other agreement I can remember having was, right, holding on to money, make sure you don't ask anybody for help, to keep yourself defensive, you don't want anything thrown back in your face. So do you see how the relationship with money is building? So what is that, what do you think that comes up with that, right? Lack of trust, right? Lack of not relying on anyone. And we rely on each other. Like it was from a standpoint of like, just rely on yourself. And it's like, that's not true. We need each other. And it's okay. We need each other. Even to this, I got to be honest with you. Even when I say this right now, it's still a sense of hesitation because of what was like rooted in me to keep myself protected and guarded so I wouldn't be hurt when I was younger. And so I do not find it beneficial. I have found it not beneficial to show up that way. Okay. To show up that way. And so there was a lack of distrust, a lack of feeling that there was a scarcity mentality, just all of that. So can you imagine the energy around money? And I used to be afraid to lose money. I was afraid to lose money. I was afraid to lose money. And then when I would gain it, I was afraid to give it away. And so God really helped me on my journey to help me really see my relationship with money. My third thought that I asked you guys earlier to put a pin in. So I'm back to it. I was transitioning from, you know, I was about 11th grade in high school, and I can remember, you know, the talk of, what are you going to do, you know, when you graduate, what college are you going to go to? And I just can just remember, someone showing me, my neighbor, and she had like three kids. And I remember one of my loved ones saying, you see them, you see her, you don't want to be like her, you know, she just is a low life. So you better hurry up and pick something. You better hurry up and pick something, or that should be your motivation in itself, looking across the street. And I was just like, so do you see my understanding of the foundation that I had about money? that the foundation of that I had about money was just so from a place of not abundance, but just from a place of scarcity, from a place of you don't want to be this or you'll turn out like this. You don't want to be this. It was never from a place of freedom, truth, love, abundance, freedom, truth, love, and abundance. That's all that life, in truth, we are worthy of that. We are worthy of our freedom. The freedom that God has says of who we are. We are worthy of abundance because that's who we come from, God. And God is a God of abundance. If you think about the universe, if you do a little small study on the universe, how the universe is constantly expanding, and we are a small, finite fraction part of that whole process, of that whole, of the whole entire universe, that we matter. And that we are connected to all of it. Even if you think of leaves on a tree, just how nature works, right? The dead leaves fall and then more leaves keep growing. That's abundance. We're worthy of that. And that's our relationship with money. So if you, all the stories that I've mentioned to you and Christ, your many other beliefs, if you can think in your own mind, your relationship, how was your relationship with money? How was it, you know? And that was my relationship with money until things began to shift in my, on this journey of healing. And I came to the understanding and realization that I no longer have conditions around money, meaning that it does not deter or change my mood if I have money or if I don't, that I've detached from it. It doesn't mean that, you know, I'm not responsible and I'm just careless. It does not mean that in a sense of, you know, you guys know what I mean, right? It all comes to trust. Trust in God. Trust in that voice within you. And a lot of what I went on the journey of when it came to money was letting a lot of stuff go. I had to let go of money. I remember when I came across a lump sum of money and God was like, let it go. And I was like, but I never had this much money. Let it go. And release the outcome. That was so much freedom for me. And I had every excuse under the sun. The every excuse under the sun was, I got to take care of the girls. I got to take care of our children. If I don't take care of them, who else will? God will. Your husband cares about them just as much as you do. God cares about them. You know? And you are, that's not your job to hoard anything. When we hoard, it's because we don't trust. And so I had to really go on the journey of what trust really means. Trusting without the conditions. To say, God, I trust you. Period. I don't know what it's going to look like, but I trust you. I remember thinking about my track record with God, and it wasn't good. I was always afraid. So when God told me to trust him on this journey, I didn't want to trust him because my track record with God wasn't good. But what has been shown to me that the reason why my track record, looking back, seems shaky was because I always leaned into my own fears. I didn't really trust. I leaned into my understanding of trust from my upbringing. I put my trust in that. That was what I thought I had to believe. And it's okay. But that was the reason what was the fruit that was showing up in my life was scarcity. Was fear, was being defensive, was hoarding, was it's never enough, was clawing after life. And so I never dove in it fully, the awareness of trusting. I always knew I was in tune, but I did not turn it on. I did not trust it. Because of my understanding about trust from my past. So I had to open up my eyes. God helped me open up my eyes to really see what trust really meant. And I saw it on this journey when I didn't have any money. I saw it on the journey when I did have money. And the operative word is trust. Trust what? Trust the voice of God, even when it doesn't make sense. I had to learn how to trust, to listen to the voice of God, because that's where God met me on my first and real experience of God about 5-6 years ago. When I shared with you earlier what happened in 2016, when God gave me that encounter and I had that conversation with him, and my life has never been the same ever since. So back to what I was saying, trust, I had to learn that trust had to do with it being unconditional and to let go of any outcome. That's real trust. I can remember what my friend shared with me, and she said, God told me to ask you, do you trust me, and do you trust the process that I have you on? And I had to really sit with that and digest that and really hone into what that really means. And now that I have broken free from that with walking with God, I've allowed myself and stepped into the path of true freedom in God for me to really see how detaching myself from money, detaching myself from the worry, from the hoarding, from the fear of it, from the scarcity of it, that I really, really had to really see that. And I think one of the most amazing journeys that I also learned about trust is I'll share with you guys on the next podcast with my sister, I'll just leave that here. I'll just leave it here. Trusting God with money. So when we come back, if I don't come back before her, I want you to sit with yourself and ask yourself, what has been my relationship with money? And, you know, go over this podcast and ask yourself these questions. Hopefully it'll bring about an enlightenment and set yourself free and heal the matters of your heart. Okay. We're all in this together. Thank you for taking the time out to listen. If you guys have any questions, any feedback, any other topics that you would like for us to talk about, because we got a lot within us to share. Her journey and her story is amazing, and so is mine. And we're here. All right, you guys. Thanks for tuning in, and I will see you guys next time. Bye.